Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 7 minutes 25 seconds. Mike Rivero will be joining us via video cam from Hawaii. Always look forward to those interviews. We'll have open phones throughout the hour, break down what's really happening with the economy. We are going into forced global receivership on record. We'll break all of that down. This is a criminal by design consolidation that's taking place. Webster Tarpley joins us in the last hour. I'm going to go over the cashless society control grid in the next hour, as promised, all the latest developments, how it ties into the whole cybersecurity takeover system. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Leon in New York. Leon, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
You know, it's sad. I know it's nothing to laugh about, but, you know, when you mentioned the sweating as an indicator to point out suspicious people, I just couldn't have any other reaction. I mean, it stretches the limit of absurdity, you know?
Well, they actually said that 7 years ago. It's just now they're enforcing it. The Army is putting out manuals how to control Americans on the streets. This is Wired Magazine. And in the airports, the bus terminals, you know, it's going nationwide. Airport security will be at malls everywhere. The FBI has announced that. In fact, I want to cover that in the cashless grid. Will you guys Google so I have it? It's like from 2 years ago. FBI says airport security for malls. And so this is constantly being lined up, constantly showing your ID, constantly being in databases. Oh, Alex Jones is at the mall. The cameras show off his face scan, you know, that he's a person of interest. I was wearing one of the Patriot shirts we wear, one of the ones we put out at Infowars.com, at the beach, the one that says live free or die, and it's got a Minutemen on the front. And you would have thought, as I walked down the beach, and it was real crowded every morning I'd take a walk, it was always cop types and military types with their wives walking, and they would, you know, the general public didn't know what it was. Some would say, hey, New Hampshire, or hey, that sounds good, but you'd always see a high and tight haircut type, you know, cop type who reads the intelligence reports and thinks he's like Jack Bauer. They would say, hey, and start looking at me and going, huh, and like, and then you look at his shirt, huh, that's one of them people, that's one of them. One of them we got to watch there. He's for freedom. But, the reports say sweating, frowning, raising your voice, anything. Just we're all having a road almanac in your car, a travel atlas, wearing blue jeans, having a cell phone, having a libertarian sticker, a Ron Paul sticker. Everything is terrorism, sir.
Must be plucking to some paranoid schizophrenics to dream this stuff up. But I had a...
Well, no, they want paranoid, weak-minded people. I'll never forget I was in the Austin airport a few years ago, and the guy had a black-and-white covered book, like out of 1984, and it said, how someone becomes a terrorist. How to spot a terrorist. It was all about everybody's a terrorist. Everybody, except the government, the bankers. They're good. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I had a question for you unrelated to what we were just talking about. You know, you had mentioned or I've heard that, Tiny Tim was out there talking about, you know, there's a rebound happening and the dollar's safe and everything's great and peachy and wonderful. And I was wondering if you guys managed to dig up a clip of that particular event because I couldn't find anything.
By Tiny Tim, do you mean Geithner?
Yeah, Geithner, yeah.
Well, his lordship is telling us in Bloomberg and AP that China loves us, everything's fine with the dollar, and GM is wonderful, and everything's good. But no, I haven't seen the video clip of it, but I've seen the text of what he said.
It was in the news that they laughed at him, actually. I was looking for a clip, and I figured maybe you guys dug that up.
Yeah, I did see in the text that the Chinese laughed at him, but that's what we're here for. I mean, it's a joke that offshore banks can rob and steal everything we've got, and our police just run around running checkpoints, frenzying and tasering old ladies and stopping ambulances. I've now got a report of them stopping an ambulance with a woman who died. I mean, I'm not even trying to make the police look bad. Believe me, if I wanted to, I could do a four-hour radio show end-to-end with examples of these people out of control. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is the second day of June 2009 on this Tuesday. I am Alex Jones, your host. We just heard simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. We will simulcast the last 2 hours and 52 minutes today of this 4-hour show that we do Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And so much always happens over the weekend. I come in on Sunday evenings, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, at the end of 1 week and the start of the next, to look at the week past and the week to come. So we are here 6 days a week live. Don't forget, here on the Genesis Network also, we have Jason Burmes live 9 to midnight out of these same studios. All 3 hours of that show is simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv for the PrisonPlanet.tv members. And I was just thinking, we need to get Mike Rivero on for a couple hours on Jason Burmes' show. Those two, I would imagine, would make quite a team covering the news and information. Before I go to the illustrious Mike Rivero, who, by the way, has his own great WhatReallyHappened.com t-shirts you should get to support him. You want it, you got it. Listeners had the idea for us to put the Gadsden flag, Don't Tread on Me, Unite or Die, Live Free or Die, this same image of the rattlesnake. It had all three things under it on different flags. But this is the most popular, used by the Marine Corps and the Army, now listed by the feds as terrorism and as a reason to be taken into jail. Now, that's in the Homeland Security and MIAC documents. I have to tell you, I've been wearing these in public. I've been wearing the Minuteman shirt in public. And later, if I have time, I'll tell stories literally I was at the IGA food place at like 9:30 at night when I was down at the beach buying pancake mix and milk, and I was buying a pad of paper because I was writing notes. And this is just one of many stories. And I was wearing the shirt that said Live Free or Die on it, similar to this Patriot shirt we have with the InfoWars wear to identify yourself with liberty lovers and to meet like-minded people. And I had, all of a sudden, I had a security guard walk up. Nobody's around me. The place is almost empty. As I'm putting stuff in the cart, pens and a little pad of paper, I was actually buying this pad right here. And he came up and looked in front of my shirt, looked at my back, and I almost said something to him, but I was all sunburned and brain dead and just wanted to go home and go to sleep, you know, back to the cabin. And I just kind of let him do it and, you know, look at it, the front and back of the shirt. And then he kind of stood down and acted like he was looking at something and walked off. Because, see, they all get the reports. You got to watch somebody that's got a Minuteman on their shirt. You got to watch people that talk about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So I hope everybody will get this shirt, and I hope we'll all wear it. It's available at InfoWars.com. And stop being such cowardly slaves. If we give in to the chilling effect and give in to this demonization, then they're going to win. But they are the kooks. That security guard was a kook. The off-duty cops with their wives walking down the beach that would stop it and look at the shirts, and they'd be walking and looking and then kind of scared. And some of these guys were big guys, you know, high and tight haircuts, and they'd kind of read it and look, and I'd go, hi, how you doing? They'd go, I mean, God, here's one of them. He's with the founders. He's with liberty. He's with freedom. He's with the Bill of Rights. He's one of them. Oh, my God, he wants to kill me. He wants to. And, you know, in a way, it is. It is true that we're going to be enemies. You've chosen evil, you know, the Soviet Nazi way. We've chosen the Republic. And so we are, I guess, enemies of the New World Order. And you know it's going to be a hot war. And I guess they realize I'm wearing the wrong colors. I'm wearing American colors. You know, these guys just wrap themselves in the flags. They don't live it. They just use the flag as an excuse to urinate all over what this country stands for. So let me tell you, they are scared of these, and these federal reports have gone out to the smallest departments, and you want to see a vampire, having holy water thrown on him or a cross, this is the shirt. Because this is a ghost. Every time they would see the Minuteman on my shirt, the other shirt, but let's punch that up for folks, it was as if they had seen a ghost, and I guess it was. Liberty and freedom is dying. There were Homeland Security trucks driving up and down the beach. You try to go to the National Seashore, they got license plate scanners everywhere. They ask you questions about why you're going to the National Seashore. This country is going into tyranny. Mike Rivero, good to have you joining us from Hawaii, sir.
Aloha, nui, nui, nui.
What do you think of my contraband shirt? I mean, I'm evil.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely you are. And it looks really good on you. I have to say that at the same time. Some of the shirts that we have, we get these mixed reactions to. Pretty much everyone sort of gives a stink face with the Eat the Rich T-shirts. But the one about I survived the Bush economy and all I have left is this lousy T-shirt, that one tends to get a lot of laughs. But while I was listening to you, I have a suggestion, and I'll probably do this on my T-shirts, and you should do it on yours, is just something where instead of sort of being this confrontational image of us and them, is it to include them into the issue, such as bailout means you are now on the hook for $100,000. So when the cops are looking at that T-shirt and they start thinking, yeah, that means me as well. The government is sticking me with all these hundreds of thousands of dollars of bills to give to the bank, and maybe start pulling them over a little bit more to our side rather than justifying their paranoia and their defensiveness.
Well, no, I agree with you. In fact, I didn't confront the security guard, but, I mean, he came up. He was acting like he was buying something. Then he walked right over and looked at my shirt and then looked at the back because they'd looked at me on surveillance camera and, you know, come down to see this dangerous person with a Minuteman on his shirt. God forbid I wear this yellow one in public. But I thought that was made up and exaggerated. But I had all these shirts printed up. And now I'm wearing them around town and other places, and I'm experiencing it where these cops have really been brainwashed. And exactly, they're having their futures destroyed as well, Mike. They should want to stand with the Gadsden flag. They should want to stand with Paul Revere. I mean, how is Paul Revere bad?
Well, you're absolutely right. And the point is, I think we need to start rethinking our approach to the ordinary man in the street police, because you're right. They've been brainwashed. They've been given all these reports that say anybody wearing any of these T-shirts, we're the bad guys. So rather than reinforce that, I think we need to rethink some of our designs to where we say, you and I are really the same against this common enemy. Do you have $500,000 lying around you're not doing anything with? Because that's your share of the federal government's debt that they've borrowed and stuck you with the payments. And obviously it needs to be rendered much more simple and elegant for a T-shirt. But the idea is that if we don't reinforce these preconceptions they've been brainwashed with, we stand a much better chance of drawing them over to our side of the issues.
Well, I agree with you. A lot's going on. Greg Palast and others are reporting, basically breaking down the same thing that we've said, because we have the government documents. GM was planning years ago to move to China and Brazil and just, you know, to become completely global. The media keeps billing it as if it's a bankruptcy and socialism and a government bailout. It's not. It's just like tax incentives for companies to leave the United States. This is a tax incentive. And under the NAFTA and GATT rules, under the World Trade Organization rules, General Motors cannot use bailout money to carry out U.S. operations. It has to be open to bidding and be spread out globally. And that's why they said they can't use the economic stimulus money domestically. It has to be spent internationally. And so to see GM fall, to see Chrysler fall in the last month, to see the government now saying they're going to buy up basically the newspapers, where do you see all this going, Mike Rivera?
Well, I noticed this morning that our manufacturing index continues to decline, and the bottom line fundamental truth is if you're not making products to sell, you cannot save the economy. It really does seem as if the government simply wants to buy up and own everything. It's amazing. The USSR fell and Russia became capitalist. Now we seem to be heading into this totally communistic, socialistic, fascistic state where the government will own everything. We'll all be technically government employees. But the bottom line is, if we're not manufacturing, if we're not making products to sell, we can't save this economy. We just can't. And every day we get another news report about how the banks are showing profits, not because they're really profitable, but they're playing more of these bookkeeping tricks to take all of these huge losses they're absorbing and somehow through the magic of numbers turn them around and say, see, this is really a profit, buy my stock. And it's rigging and gaming and patchovers. I don't think this economy can be saved, and I'm starting to come around more and more to this idea that you've been promoting, that this has to be intentional, that there's got to be something else behind it, because government is generally stupid, I will grant you. They can't be this stupid that they don't understand that taking the jobs away from working class America and the clients away from the middle class is what is pulling down our economy from the foundation upward.
Well, the reason that I've known this was by design was because, Mike, and I know you're not a dull knife yourself there in the drawer, that the IMF and World Bank are the international fronts for the private banking family syndicates that own the Federal Reserve, the Bank of England, the Bundesbank, and others on record. And they go around and do the same thing they're doing to the West they've done to third world countries in Latin America, in Africa, in Asia, and the Middle East. Though the Middle East, you know, knew what this was and hasn't been as trusting, and so they're not being as hurt as bad by it, so they get the old-fashioned military invasion because they won't be economically captured. Serbia wouldn't take a globalist-controlled central bank, so you saw what happened there. They hired a bunch of Muslims to attack them. Then when they defended themselves, they said, oh, look, they're evil. And then, you know, Al-Qaeda, the CIA's favorite attack dog, you know, went in against them. So this happens over and over again. That's how we know that it's engineered. Then we have all their different IMF and World Bank documents where they talk about how they want to bring in this crisis to offer this solution. And George Soros is bragging about how he loves this. This is the culmination of his life. He's having a great crisis.
It is. It's rather amazing. But you know where I think they're going to stumble on this is I think most people around the world are recognizing that what turned an American economic downturn into a global catastrophe was globalism, that all this interlinking between countries. And I think when they stand up there and say we need more globalism as the solution, I think a lot of people are going to get they're going to be very, very distrustful of this. They're going to balk. They're going to say this doesn't make any sense. You know, if we've got a house on fire over here, let's not go down the street, chop up the other houses and throw the wood on the fire to try and put it out, which is basically what globalism amounts to.
Absolutely. You know, there's a host of issues to discuss with Mike Rivero today in the 40 minutes we have left with him. We're also going to be taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. But, Mike, when we come back, what are some of the issues you think are most important you'd like to discuss today?
Well, obviously the torture scandal is not going to be going away anytime soon. We definitely need to deal with that. We definitely need to deal with the fact that the U.S. government's handling of the economy is exactly opposite what
we are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Love.
that I'm not buffaloed, bamboozled, hoodwinked, shanghaied, conned, manipulated. I'm glad that I know who the globalists are, what their plan is, and I'm aware of it. And I have a desire, as Thomas Jefferson said, to set bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere to realize what's really happening. Yeah, the torture issue isn't going away because they tried to say it isn't torture, but everybody knows waterboarding and raping people's children in front of them, as the Army's own report admits, is torture. Now it comes out, what we already knew, the Democrats were complicit all along in going along with this. Bush protects them when they're out of office. They protect him when he's out of office. And really, I think the illusion that was Obama is now imploding. You know, even Lou Rockwell was on the show Friday, and he said he had supported Obama early on, believing all his crap. You had done that. But I think now the fact that we've all been betrayed only illustrates how both parties are controlled. Where do you see this torture scandal going?
Well, it's going to keep on growing. It's going to go on festering. I think Barack Obama committed a major mistake by trying to block the release of these most recent photographs, because first of all, it shows he's an accessory after the fact in war crimes. He's complicit in the cover up. And more to the point, now that he's gone to the Supreme Court and they've given him an additional 30 days to file documents regarding whether or not these pictures should be sealed, it gives the world another 30 days to let their imaginations run free about what the pictures might show. And after 30 days, no matter what pictures are released, people are going to assume they've been altered, they've been airbrushed, they've been faked, they've been sanitized. So it's just made matters all that much worse. We're getting confirmation reports from other sources that these pictures do indeed show the sexual assault of people. And the bottom line is that the U.S. government's credibility on the torture issue or the enhanced interrogation is that somehow these people deserved it and that somehow these methods were necessary to protect lives. But when you get into situations of children being sodomized in front of their mothers, nobody's going to believe that that had anything to do with protecting national security. And the bottom line is, behind all of it, the real core issue that is the most protected point in the scandal is the fact that, you know, we've had Cheney's come out and admit it. Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. We all know there were no weapons of mass destruction. The entire war in Iraq hinged on the claim that Iraq was aiding al-Qaeda. We now know that was based on a single confession extracted under torture. And as soon as the torture was over, the guy retracted the confession and said, look, I just said that to get you to stop. And now that, of course, people are trying to find out just how we got into Iraq, this individual has conveniently committed suicide or been suicided. And so this is the real scandal behind it all. Forget all the sodomy and the rape and all the rest of the stuff. Is the fact that the entire war in Iraq and 4,000 dead Americans and thousands more crippled was based on a confession extracted under torture. We had no real legitimate reason to be there. We have no real legitimate reason to remain. Why are we still in there? Why is Obama talking about extending our troop presence there, strengthening our troop presence there, another $100 billion war appropriation just passed Congress? Why? What are we doing there? The entire war is based on a lie. We are the bad guys. We are the aggressors in this current war. And if you look at the history of the 20th century, every major war was ultimately lost by the country that started it. So guess where that sets us up? I'm not surprised our soldiers are committing suicide in such numbers. They know they're the bad guys.
Well, it's amazing to see this unfolding. And on top of that, the media is playing a game here when they act like they didn't know it was torture and they have a debate about whether it's torture or not or whether torture was ordered. We have all the White House memos, but before we had the orders and before we found out Pelosi was in on it and that she tried to, you know, lie about that, I remember in the 3 or 4 months after 9/11, Washington Post articles that are in my film Road to Tyranny, where they thought they had the public where they wanted them with 90%+ approval rating, so they tried to sell pure evil at that point. And it said detainees' children being used to get answers. And then it said, we're, quote, putting pressure, and the article went on to say, torture of children in front of their parents to get answers. And so, I'll never forget being out in Hollywood, because I was going on a national TV show out there, and I'll never forget being in a hotel room watching a press conference with Rumsfeld bragging how they were torturing. Why doesn't the media go get all those clips of him saying that and all those articles And then there's no more debate. We arrest these people because the whole government, both parties are involved. We'll talk to Mike Rivero and take your phone calls on the other side of this long segment that's coming up. His website's whatreallyhappened.com. Our sites are infowars.com and prisonpanda.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We are back live. Mike Rivero is our guest. Going to your phone calls in T-minus 5 minutes. And I want to get into how Mike sees this collapse, this controlled collapse, the economy unfolding and developing. Before we go back to Mike Rivero, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that make this radio show possible. One of them is HomeGain. And HomeGain's website is HomeGain.com. It is an absolutely free website. HomeGain.com is absolutely, totally free. It is sponsor-driven. Great folks. Been around for more than 10 years. Be sure and click on Max, the little orange gorilla, at InfoWars.com. If you forget the website address, you can just link through there at InfoWars.com by clicking on Max, the orange HomeGain gorilla. HomeGain.com. You can enter your street address and info, and it will give you the true market value of your home. They also have a system that's a home sale maximizer that will tell you the least expensive upgrades that statistically will boost the price of your house the most. Just a lot of neat things like that at HomeGain.com. And one other sponsor I want to tell you about is Survival Seed Bank. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been a lot of times in U.S. history, pilgrims, for example, when seeds had the highest value barter item of anything out there. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds. You know, they passed a law in Europe where you got to have a license to own them, waged by the global elite who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are storing seeds. The U.N. is storing seeds. Globalists of every stripe are storing seeds near the Arctic Circle. Why do you think this is? You know why. Control and power. Solutions from Science is trying to get the seeds out of the globalist hands into the hands of the people, one seed bank at a time. Check out their website at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365 or survivalseedbank.com. Okay, let us now go back to Mike Rivero. Mike, shifting gears to Europe, here the establishment and the Bilderberg Group was in the EU Observer and other papers a few months ago, as I'm sure you saw, being a news hound, bragging, Etienne Davignon, the chairman of Bilderberg, oh, we set up the Euro by covert action, we're setting up the North American Union by covert action, the Transatlantic Treaty Organization signed by George Bush in 2007, that's all covered in Endgame. It's all out in the open, and they laugh at us publicly, knowing most people don't read the newspaper, and then spinning it that it's all for our own good. Here they just deny we're in a North American Union, though under treaty we've been in one since 2005. And then we have to fight for years admitting that there's a NAFTA superhighway going in Texas. The media denies it exists, then it admits it exists, but then says, okay, we're canceling it. But the third paragraph in the AP article a few months ago said, well, actually, they're getting rid of the name. They're just going to keep it and not give it a name and have it piece by piece. But the whole project continues. Well, in Europe, it's another form of spin. And I want to ask you how we fight this and where you see this going. Because, as you know, Zelikow, the U.S. head of the World Bank, big neocon, came out in Bloomberg over the weekend and said, look, there's going to be a worldwide revolution. The trillions we've given to the banks, the people are going to find out we did it. He's speaking with incredible candor. They're going to come after us. And then he didn't really say anything after that. He just kind of made the announcement, kind of like he was a white-tailed deer throwing his tail up, you know, high-tailing it, saying, look out, they're coming for us. So a lot of weird mixed signals, but with Zelikow. But in Europe, every time they let him vote, as you know, in the Netherlands or in Ireland or in countries like France, the people say no by 70-plus percent. 76 is the number that you usually see. They won't let the Brits vote on it. They're just bringing them under the regulations of it. That's why Jackie Smith said, you know, arrest talk show host if they come here. You're not allowed to criticize immigrants, Michael Savage. She was following EU rules. Well, now Reuters reports poll finds Irish support EU's Lisbon Treaty rises. They're going to try to have another vote. And they did this last time saying it was going to win last year in Ireland, and then it lost. So they, I mean, how do you deal with this level of deception? And where is all this going?
Well, the good news is because these deceptions are being repeatedly exposed and people are seeing this incredible disconnect between what the corporate media is saying and the reality on the ground. And I would cite as a local example some of these incredibly bogus polls we've been very obviously bogus polls we're seeing in the corporate media about how Americans want Guantanamo kept open and they don't want investigations into torture. I mean, the first rule of propaganda is for it to work, it's got to be believable. And our corporate media has gone so far past that line right now where people, and this is why they're losing audience and why people are coming over to the Alex Jones show and the What Really Happened show, and they're coming to the blogosphere, because the propaganda has reached an unbelievable level. Now, getting back to the situation about the economy, I think a big reason the people of the world are rejecting this globalism and these unions is for two reasons. One, they know it's not for their benefit. It's for the benefit of the banks so they can have a bigger pile of money that they can siphon off of. And at bottom line, when you talk about a global governance, that's what Alexander the Great wanted. That's what Napoleon wanted. That's what Hitler wanted. And people understand that global governance is not about wise management of the globe. It's about some individual or some small group standing up on top of a monument built to their own glory and screaming, I am in control of it all. Am I not really cool? And I think we've kind of had enough of that sort of situation. And as I said before, the current economic downturn on the entire planet is because of globalism, and most people are smart enough to realize more globalism is not going to fix it. Now, interestingly enough, we brought up a concept at my own show yesterday, and I've been getting a ton of email about it, both pro and con. And it has to do with a little theory in international law called an odious debt. And what that is, this basically means that when a government ceases to operate, the debts incurred that were not for the benefit of the people are construed to be personal debts of the government officials themselves, and the people don't have to pay them back. The U.S. used this to get Cuba off the hook for debts run up by the Spanish occupation. Mexico used this principle to repudiate the debts run up by the Emperor Maximilian. Basically, what it means is that at some point in the future, if the government of the United States should collapse the way the USSR did, all of this money spent on wars of aggression, all these debts run up for the bailouts, all the money borrowed for walls and security and surveillance and all of this other stuff that didn't really improve the lot of the common people, we the people are not going to be held liable for that debt anymore.
Well, that's what I was going to get to next, and I want you to continue with the punchline here, with the key. But I mean, that is so central. Not just odious debt, fraudulent debt, a contract that's fraudulent, a contract that's carried out through deception is null and void. And as a free human being, I don't owe $500,000 to foreign offshore banks. A, I don't have it. B, it was set up fraudulently. I mean, we even pay taxes to the offshore banks to give them the money, and then we pay interest on the money we pay taxes to give them. This is the greatest Ponzi scheme fraud. They want to carry their Ponzi scheme through to the next level through fraud. So it is fraudulent, and that's why China and Russia and Europe and Japan are saying, can you guys pay this back? Because they know, they can do the math. We've gone from the average American owning more money and more assets than they did debts to being a total debtor nation in 2007. And at the worst debtor level we've been in our history, the previous record of a some debtor nation was in late 1933. And so we physically can't pay it back. It's fraudulent. The world knows that we all owe over $500,000, and it's now going hyperbolic. It's going from a couple hundred thousand a year ago to 500,000 now, and accelerating towards $1 million in debt per American within 2 years, the Wall Street Journal reports. And no police state is going to be able to extract this out of the slaves. The country is imploding. The illegal aliens are bankrupting everything in the Southwest because they're in the social welfare net because they're not paid enough to live. I mean, this is all coming to a head. So where do you see all this going, Mike Rivera?
Well, there's a fundamental principle about the debt-based currency system that we find at the heart of the Federal Reserve, and that is that the instant it goes into operation, more money is owed to the banks than is actually physically in existence. We talk about the federal government being $65 trillion in debt. Most of that is debt of money that is fictional. It never really existed in the first place. It is simply notes in a ledger that the interest is accruing over time. And so the money doesn't exist, and unless we go out and conquer other countries, we're never going to come up with it, and we have to collapse. The problem with bringing a global bank into line with the same debt-based currency where all money is borrowed from a central bank, when it gets to the point of collapse, there are no other places to go for money. So a global debt-based Federal Reserve-style bank inevitably will plunge the entire world into an incredible depression where we're going to wind up eating each other. And this is why it must be avoided at all costs.
I agree with you. Let's take some calls from Mike Rivera, joining us from Hawaii via video cam right now, simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv and at Genesis on the radio. Let's go ahead and talk to Peter in Iraq. Peter, thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Jesse Ventura made a great point the other day, and I just wanted to bring it back up. He was saying that, and I know you're all about a bloodless peaceful revolution, and he made a great point about how, oh, I'm too old to re-enlist and take back the military. Well, wouldn't you think that it'd be a great idea to have people enlist in the military who are enlightened, who know what's going on, and then when they give the orders, just be like, sorry, I swore to uphold the Constitution, not any executive branch or anybody else.
Yes, I mean, I've said that it's all... I mean, that's a very complex issue, and I want to get Mike Rivero's take on that as well. Look, we know that as the police get more and more corrupt leadership, and as they're told to do more and more things that are unconstitutional, and as the media plays these mind games and legitimizes it all, that the stupid, ignorant, foolish, or wicked people, and there's a mix of all those, will stay in the police forces, the good ones will get out, and then you're left with a bunch of rotten apples. The same thing for the military. As they hire illegal aliens, as they hire criminals, as they kill military investigators, as the corruption gets worse and worse, the good people get out, and it's a race to the bottom. But how can you expect good people to stay in when they're going to be sent on fraudulent missions, when they're going to be stuck in bad situations, where they're going to be given these experimental vaccines and shots? I think it's a good thing that there are a lot of good people in the military. At the same time, I wouldn't wish anybody to join this military that's controlled by offshore banks. I mean, we know that of any Democrat or any Republican, Ron Paul got the most money. I mean, Ron Paul got over 70% of the military contributions until he got out of the race, and then Obama got most of them because he was saying it in the war. So I know the troops are good. That's why they're trying to replace them with Blackwater and illegal aliens and felons. So it's a very complex question. I mean, I can't make that decision. I can't sit here and tell you what I think you should do. I think that's for you to decide. Mike Rivero?
Yeah, absolutely agree. Unfortunately, the moral and the immoral are mutually exclusive societies, and neither one tolerates the presence of the other. So once the government and the military and corporate culture starts to go bad, it goes all the way bad. They go out of their way to eject anybody who's not going to go along with the program. We saw that with Cynthia McKinney. We saw it with Ron Paul. It is almost impossible for an honest, moral person to stay in Congress. They can get in there for a first time, but they very quickly find themselves on the outs. It is sort of like, remember the high school clique where all the popular rich kids would get together and they could do whatever they wanted and get away with it all? That's basically what the U.S. government has become. It's the socias. It's the privileged. And they basically see themselves as inheritors of the rulership of not only the United States, but of the entire world. And any sacrifice to that objective is perfectly justified. We're seeing just in the economic policies here in the United States, there is no respect left for the working class people. There is no respect even for the middle class people. The entire bailout consists of taking trillions of dollars from the American people to give to the banks so the banks can loan it back to the American people at interest. That doesn't really make any sense. And there's no talk about bringing back manufacturing on which the entire economy
No, yeah, you're right.
Rest.
Everything else is being sacrificed on the altar of globalism, which is what they want. They want a consolidated system. You know, I just hope when you get back from Iraq, Peter, there's a country to come back to. Anything else from Iraq, Peter?
Well, I mean, if you really expect the people to stand up and fight, I mean, they have to know how to, even if it's a support job, medic, or whatever. Or, I mean, I'm not saying my generation, or even if it's beyond my generation, isn't going to have to make sacrifices. If you're going to have a revolution, if you need...
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. People are going to try to CPS people's kids, and it's happening more and more. I see it in the news every week. And people are just going to kill them. And cops are going to stop people at a checkpoint, and the citizens are just going to get out. And it's already starting to happen. And the media kind of keeps it quiet. But you see the reports all the time. It's usually old vets, Korean War, Vietnam. Most of them are dead now, but they've had a couple cases in Austin where World War II vets would get pulled over and harassed by cops in Hays County, and the old vet would just get out and kill them. You know, it's like, buddy, I'm not your slave. This isn't Nazi Germany. You're dead. And, you know, the cop can argue about that all day and have the media say the old man was bad. But at the end of the day, there's going to be a lot of blood, and the system knows that. And, you know, look, if we're self-sufficient, they can't beat us. That's why they want to shut down the farms and ranches and get control. And, you know, if we try to have a Continental Congress or something like that, they're going to send feds in. They stage a truck bomb outside and say we did it. We've got a grassroots take over the counties and cities. These big centralized assaults aren't going to work. We've got to try to keep it peaceful as long as we can, but they're not going to be peaceful. These guys are arrogant. They never have lost in the past. This is what always happens. They're going to start fights with us, and you're going to know. You're going to know, you know, as more Wacos happen, as more things happen like that, you're just going to have more and more people say, I'm done. And you're going to have more massacres of kids getting shot and people dying in ambulances because the cops won't let them get to the hospital. And you're just going to have more and more of this is going to happen. And it's just because it's probably going to be a war. I mean, if you really want to know, folks, it's probably going to end up in a shooting war in this country. And I wish that wasn't the case because I've had my butt kicked. And I've, lived a little bit. I know it's not fun and not macho, but it is what it is. And I'm not licking boots and I'm not going along with this crap anymore. And so it is what it is. And, so the troops need to decide whose side they're on and what they're going to do. Anything else from Iraq, Peter?
Well, if you don't know how to fight, you're going to be cut down like fodder. That's pretty much it. Just because you shoot a gun doesn't mean you know what you're doing. And, if you're trying,
well, listen, I understand you're over there. Hold on a second. I understand you're over there in Iraq dealing with the Iraqis and all the rest of them. But, the French resistance caused the Nazis a lot of problems, and they'd already been a disarmed public. It's like moose hunting. You know, in moose hunting, there's a lottery, and like one in five guys gets a moose ticket. I mean, if people actually decided to go after the police and military, let's say there's 2 million of them. Let's say there's 3 million of them. I mean, let's say 5 million Americans decided to go moose hunting. It's over very quickly. All you got to get is one moose. Do you understand what I'm saying, Peter?
Yeah, but absolutely. But if you value your own individual life, you might not want to know what you're doing. So the revolution might live on. We might, as a whole, win. But if you value your individual life, you might want to know what you're doing.
No, I stay there. I want to hear more of what you have to say with Mike Rivero. Stay with us.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
Survivalistseeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
This is going to be a war of ideas, even if it gets physical. It's going to be about who is seen in the right, who is going to be seen in the wrong. And as long as we have the population with us, we're going to win this war against globalism. But we have to tell that story. We have to explain the control grid, who the globalists are, what their plan is, what they've done. You explain to the public that cancer's up several thousand percent from 50 years ago because they're putting cancer viruses in their shots. We're going to have the army we need. And then the dying's going to stop. We're under attack. We're under military attack. People just have to have the will to be able to admit how serious this is. Coming up at the 20 after next hour, I'm going to, for 40 minutes, break down just a small snapshot of the cashless society control grid, how it ties into cybersecurity. Okay? So I'm going to spend 40 minutes on this. I've done a lot of research, and that's coming up. We got this segment, the next, with Mike Rivero. I want to go to Kurt, Roger, Todd, Jeremy, Steve, and others. But, Peter, you know, as they teach in the military, I know if you're boots on the ground, they're probably not teaching you this, but the point is 90% of war is psychological. We do need to reach out to the military and police before it's too late, but a lot of them are on power trips and are too far gone, especially in police forces. And you know, training is fine and dandy, and it's great. But the problem is the feds are all over that type of training, insert their people who call for violence, and send folks to prison. So if you are going to train with people you've known for years, people you trust, and call it a shooting club, a tactical shooting club, and don't make it all secret agent-y. You know, just, oh, we go out to the deer camp, and, we do this. And you can, you know, read up on the French Resistance and others and books like Total Resistance and guerrilla warfare. But this is an urban guerrilla warfare, so it's a little bit different. First thing I tell the militia, stop wearing camouflage. I see them in the cities in camo. You know, in the cities, camo is a sports jacket and a tie. And, you know, you're real calm and, hi, how you doing? That's if things ever went to that, that's your uniform, folks, is a button-up shirt and, you know, hi, how you doing? I don't want to get into that. The point is that we don't want to sit there and think too much even about going to that level. We want to try to stop things politically. And things will work themselves. I mean, Mike Rivera, before I go back to the caller to finish up, any comments on what we're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we need to avoid violence as long as possible because violence will only justify further repression by the government. We know the government likes to plant people within the peace movement to be violent so the media can attack us. I mean, look at all these so-called phony terrorist groups that were set up by the FBI informants. This is just the way the other side likes to play. And so we need to avoid getting sucked
into
that.
But now they get caught. Now they get caught. I mean, used to it took us years to expose that 93 was a fake deal and that 96 was a fake deal in Miami. Now it comes out in days. It's totally fake with the FBI leading the group, commanding it. And it comes out that cops everywhere from Canada to England to the U.S. dress up like anarchists to discredit the peaceful demonstrators. I mean, the truth's coming out.
Yeah, absolutely. We're a much more educated and sophisticated society, and I think our greatest hope for the future is that the powers that be, let me rephrase that, the powers that imagine they are, still don't get how the entire world has been changed by the alternative media and by the blogosphere.
Yeah.
They don't understand. We're much more aware, sophisticated, and skeptical.
And they can even try to shut the web down now as they're openly announcing. It's still too late. It's over. Everybody knows you're criminal liars. Anything else, Peter?
Yeah, wasn't there excuse me for not remembering his name. There was a general, American general, who was a Medal of Honor recipient from World War One, and prior to World War Two, wasn't there a
Smedley Butler
in America?
Smedley
Exactly. And how did he get to that position? I'm sure all he did was keep his oath, keep his mouth shut, not scream 9/11 was an inside job every 20 seconds. Just do your job. And when it comes down and you know what's going on and the order comes down, that's when you do it. But if you're labeled, oh, you're that guy instead of just, I'm just doing my job.
No, great point. Butler went along till the very last minute, and then he blew the whistle on him. You got a great point. We need sleepers as well in the info war. So be that sleeper.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.